and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's get it going. Hi, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly K. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Hi there. Good morning. Salutations and a pleasant morning to you and to you as well.
Awesome.
All right. So, yeah, today on the show, it's Craigslist Misconnections Day. It's also Florida making the show. It's Setting the Bar Stories. Coach Mac with a big old throwdown, which that's pretty fun. Well, it kind of pokes the bear in, or pokes the fan base in the UofL-UK rivalry. So that's kind of exciting. Anything good on television last night?
Yeah. WWE SmackDown.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
Pretty much.
That's kind of what it was.
I think that sums it up.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to really dive into the debate. There's all sorts of stuff. But yeah, first presidential debate last night. And, you know, Kelly summed it up. WWE yep. SmackDown, that's pretty much
there you go.
What it was.
They should have just, like, given them some chairs and a ring. You know?
And like,
let them work it out.
All right, you stay within this box.
Uh-huh.
There's your folding chair. There's your folding chair.
Yep.
And go.
America.
All right. So, yeah, today, like I said, we're going to mix all that stuff. Feel-good stories, Craigslist misconnections, Florida making the show. And, hey, good news, by the way, if you are needing to work downtown, the police barricades are up. So you can go into downtown with ease. They still have the barricades around Jefferson Square Park. However, you know, that's only accessible to foot traffic. But, you know, as far as the perimeter, you know, between Broadway and Market and 2nd and 9th, those are all up. So, yay.
Awesome.
Yeah, Kelly's in her home studio, so she's like, nah, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not affecting me right now.
It's not really.
But I'm happy for everyone else, because I was downtown on Sunday, and it was, difficult.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was getting out of downtown that was more of the issue for me and for a lot of people than getting into downtown. It was the, you know, four-lane, one-way roads you're having to basically siphon through one lane, and you're just sitting in traffic because everybody's trying to like merge over and everybody's impatient. Nobody's wanting to let anybody in, and it's just a big old mess. So happy that is up, the barricades. So anyways, just a little bit of good news here for you this morning as we start the show here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's your feel good. We do those every single hour here as well. Stories that brighten your day, put a smile on your face. Kelly K's got that for you up next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Every hour we do this. Kelly K.
So a firefighter in California
mm-hmm.
just finished a 60-hour shift and then rushed to help save his girlfriend's parents' home.
Like from fire?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he said his normal 48-hour shift was extended to help out because so many firefighters are battling wildfires there in Northern California. So he was finally driving home when his girlfriend called to tell him that a wildfire was threatening her parents' house. So he had his gear in the car. He drove straight to her parents' house, which was about an hour and a half away.
Ooh.
When he got there, he started moving the woodpile, debris, and other flammable stuff away from the house, used his chainsaw to cut down trees that could threaten the home. I mean, that is boyfriend of the year material.
Dang. Yeah.
I mean, yes.
I was going to say.
With physically taxing work. I mean, think about it. He's already worked that long fighting Northern California raging wildfires. And then drive an hour and a half to go help out doing all that stuff at his girlfriend's parents' house. It's just kind of crazy.
That is.
Yeah. We'll tweet that out. Amazing story. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay. Feel good. It's a lot for a boyfriend, girlfriend to do, you know?
I know. I feel commitment. Like, oh, there needs to be marriage. The only way that this can end in an appropriate way is marriage.
No pressure, my guy.
No pressure.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. Hi there. Good morning. It's 99.7 DJX. We could be getting a Lion King prequel.
A prequel?
A prequel. No details.
What would that entail?
Yeah, exactly. No real official details on when this new Lion King will be set. or which characters it may be about, but according to some initial reports, they're thinking about an origin story for Simba's father, Mufasa.
Okay.
Say it again.
So basically Mufasa. When Mufasa was a little kid.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, whether he was a little kid or a teenager or whatever, but before he became, I guess, the Lion King there in the movie that we're used to. So there you go. A little Lion King prequel action. Again, no idea when this is actually going to come out, but that's the word on the street. When you got your ear, when you got your ear to the pavement, that's what the streets are saying.
The streets are saying that. Okay.
The streets are saying Lion King prequel. But you know, really, I only say this in order to get this as an alarm clock for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, that does get you jazzed to get up, doesn't
right?
it?
That's a way to start the morning right there. Anyways. All right, coming up next, we stay in the animal kingdom as we go to a zoo for our Setting the Bar story, okay? Every morning, we always give you stories that help set the bar for your day. However, we set the bar for your day very low. They're called Setting the Bar stories, okay?
It's a small little hurdle to jump over.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of the zoo for swearing at guests when you're a parrot, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right. That parrot learned some bad words.
Here's the thing about this. We already know the culprit because the culprit went viral about a few weeks ago for singing Beyonce's If I Were a Boy.
Best known for the number one hit, If I Were a Boy. Unfortunately, Beyonce was busy, so we've got the next best thing. It's Chico, who's a parrot from the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, who's gone viral for his uncanny rendition of the 2008 hit.
Yeah, that's Chico. So here's the thing about that. Chico, who is wowing guests at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park there in the UK, he not only serenaded guests to Beyonce's If I Were a Boy, but then he and another about four or five parrots decided to learn swear words.
How did they decide to learn swear words?
Maybe parrots.
As a parrot.
Maybe parrots are smarter than we thought.
How do you do that?
But then they started swearing at guests.
So they have a little parrot group. So it's like now, like just cussing at each other?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So they would swear, the guests would start laughing. And so that would trigger the parents to be like, oh, you know what? They like it when we swear. So
you got to be honest, I'd laugh too.
So then they would sit there and they would start swearing all the time. So,
yeah,
so then finally, the zoo was like, okay, guys, we're going to need you to cut it out. We're going to need you to remove you from the zoo for a little bit. Put you in timeout.
Oh my God. So they had a zoo timeout.
They did. They were sent to a quote offshore enclosure surrounded by other wild parrots with the hopes that the other wild parrots would teach them not to swear.
Hey, the people don't like it when you use those words. Go back to singing Beyonce. They like that. It's family friendly.
Yeah, they like Beyonce. They don't like the swear words.
That's hysterical. Because listen, somebody that worked at the zoo had to teach them the words. They didn't just read a book. They didn't watch a movie. Well, maybe they watched a movie. I don't know. Do you think they let them watch movies? I don't know. I just don't know how.
Exactly. There's so many unanswered questions there. But setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting kicked out of a zoo for swearing at the guests, when you're a damn parrot, then you're doing okay.
That is hysterical.
Ah, that's Setting the Bar on 97.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Good morning. 51 outside now. Going to be fairly nice today. 76 your high, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. But windy as temperatures fall then. For your Thursday and into Friday, with highs only in the mid to upper 60s. Yeah, fall. Feels good. All right, sorry about that. I got a little into my feels there. All right, let's get your feel good. All right, Kelly Kay, with your feel good.
This guy is so amazingly inspirational. Army veteran Nathan Tyree got a shock last year when he was diagnosed with blood cancer. But instead of, you know, really letting that news bring him down, he decided he wanted to do something really unexpected. So to kind of raise awareness for this disease, he's completing 176,200 push-ups this year to honor each person diagnosed with blood cancer.
Wow.
176,200 people get diagnosed with a blood cancer in the U.S. every year. I just kept thinking about that number. I just kind of one day I just said, you know what? I'm going to do 176,200 push-ups in a year while I'm in treatment.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he says, you know, some days are better than others. Some are harder than others, yeah, especially after treatment. But that's what makes his videos so impactful. And there's quite a few. He's on track to reach his goal on Saturday, which is really special because that's the anniversary of the date he was diagnosed.
Mm, dang. Okay.
Yeah. So we will tweet out a link to his YouTube channel so you can watch him and, you know, be inspired and learn more about what his journey is all about.
Good stuff. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show there on 99.7 DJX. Louisville about to throw up on the world with the new season of The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race 32nd season coming back on October 14th. And we've got some Louisville representatives there from WLKY.
Frank Eves is actually a former pro basketball player overseas and the son of local Louisville legend Jerry Eves.
Yep, you got Jerry and Frank Eves competing there in The Amazing Race season 32.
They tackled these grueling global challenges together.
I'm telling you, this is the craziest show ever. I've done a lot of things, young man. I've played in front of 70,000 people. I mean, I've done a lot of things.
Done a lot of things.
There's nothing close to The Amazing Race. Absolutely nothing close.
I like it when Louisville gets represented there in the national spotlight. Not only those two, father and son duo, but also former UofL football player Gary Barnage is going to be there competing in season 32 of The Amazing Race, kicking off on October 14th.
Get out. I'm going to have to start watching now. I've never really it's a good show. It looks fun. Not so much fun with them.
Right. We've had Louisville represented in The Amazing Race over the 32 seasons several times. You know, it's not the first time Louisville has been represented there on The Amazing Race, but it is always fun when we get to see some UofL action and Louisville action happening there on national television. So I guess, yeah, kicking off on October 14th there on CBS, The Amazing Race, and Jerry and Frank Eves, and then as well as former UofL football player Gary Barnage going to be a part of it. So I guess, and now here's the crazy part about that. They filmed it back in 2018, so they not only had to keep it a secret when they were gone for a month and a half filming.
Holy cow.
But then they had to keep it a secret for the past 2 years.
That's insane.
I know.
Oh, I wouldn't be good at that part.
No, Kelly would absolutely not be good at that.
Guys, guess what? I have a secret. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? My husband and I just kind of had our own little Amazing Race-like challenge.
Yeah?
We put together a trampoline together.
Oh.
That'll challenge your relationship.
Yeah. You know, doing any sort of like home project with your spouse or your significant other is a challenge in and of itself.
That whole show is all about working with your partner.
Yep.
And how well you can do that.
Yeah.
And that puts it to the test.
Did you film it?
Nope.
Okay. That's probably best, right?
Yep.
All right.
We filmed afterwards when the kids were jumping on it and it was fine. All right. Look at that.
See, there you go. Everything's good. Everything's good. Guys, did you see there could be UFOs here in the area? 99.7 DJX. So,
what?
Yeah, listen to this. I guess it happened about an hour ago. But I'm just catching up on Twitter because, you know, we're both, Kelly's in her home studio, I'm in the studio, we're not outside, but several reports say they saw a green streak with a long tail going west to east along the Watterson near Newburgh.
Oh, wow.
Like comet, question mark. Brian Good, our buddy over at Wave 3 News, said getting several calls about this meteor right around 6:20.
What's his official meteorological assessment?
He hasn't gotten back to us on that, but apparently this green streak has been confirmed in Cincinnati and even close to Pittsburgh. So here's the thing, and this is my question. Are these Aliens? Question mark.
Follow. Send him a message.
Following the Ohio River.
Do you think maybe we should take it upon ourselves to be representatives and send a little message?
Kelly, I don't think the future of the planet should rely on you and I delivering a message to these, these aliens.
This is an opportunity for us to rise up and take this moment and this microphone and reach out to our alien friends and say welcome.
Assuming,
we hope you come in peace.
Assuming they know English and can understand English.
Well, I think that's the gamble that we take.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't studied alien languages, so I'm not going to be able to. I mean, I can count in German. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else saw the fireball / meteor / UFO burning bright flying over Louisville this morning, but could be a sighting. Could be a
rare
sighting.
I'm just saying, let's go ahead and just say, welcome. We're nice people. We hope you enjoy your stay. How about that?
Either that or they were just doing a quick flyby going, nope, still not
nope.
Good. Let's get out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
We're not staying here.
Yeah, we're not staying here.
More like what happened.
That was it. All right. So anyways, coming up next, it is that opportunity when maybe your future lover walks right into your house.
Oh, that's convenient. That's what I was hoping was going to happen all through my 20s.
Or maybe walks right into the elevator that you're already in.
Love can be lurking around the corner.
Oh my gosh, yes. So it's Craigslist Misconnections. We bring it to life next on 99.7 DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Can I go first?
I think you should.
This is titled Stuck Together in a Broken Elevator.
Man. Already. It's like a movie.
Man for woman. I was the dapper gentleman with the blue tie riding the elevator when you joined me.
Sounds sophisticated.
We made eye contact as I raised an eyebrow and asked you seductively, going down?
Hey now, I sense innuendo.
You flashed me with a smile that reminded me of Eleanor Roosevelt's horse-like teeth.
What? That's so weird.
In parentheses, I like women with big teeth. He's pulling Eleanor Roosevelt out?
I don't think that's a compliment. I would not take that as a compliment.
Before we could continue our linguistic dance, the elevator jerked to a stop and we were both stuck. At that moment, my brain was saying, oh no. But my pants were saying, oh yes.
Oh God! My mind's telling me no, but my body!
Yeah. Okay.
You had a scared look on your face, so I asked you if you needed a reassuring hug.
No, sir. No, thanks.
You said, maybe later. And I replied that later is just the future's way of saying now.
Oh, wow. This guy has all the lines.
You then smiled and your hand went to the help button.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'd go.
I grabbed it seductively and said, let's just wait this out and see what happens.
Let's not, sir!
Before you could answer, the elevator started moving again, and I told you, see, I made that happen.
Okay, you, all right.
You got off the next floor quickly. FYI, I could have stayed stuck in that elevator forever with you.
Yeah, no, I believe him.
Winky face.
Yeah.
Meet you back here same time tomorrow?
I don't think so.
I don't think
she's showing up.
That's a whole lot of creepy right there.
I was sensing high creep factor. She left quickly.
Okay.
Hand on the help button. Yeah. I don't see a future.
All right.
Cute, though.
This is Craigslist Missed Connections.
I don't know if this one's much better.
Okay.
I'm just going to put that out there.
All right.
Dirty mind, clean bottom. woman for man.
Huh?
Dirty mind, clean bottom.
Okay.
You were the beefy handyman I hired to install my bidet.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, already out the gate, I'm like, hey, if you're getting a bidet, is there a man in the house already? Out the gate. I have questions.
Yep, right.
When I answered the door to let you in, I was wrapped in just a few tiny little towels.
Oh.
You'll have to excuse how wet I was, but I just got out of a scalding hot shower all by myself.
Most people shower alone. Okay.
Yes. You asked where I wanted the bidet to go, but you mispronounced it and said bidet with a hard T. And I thought it was cute.
Where you want this bidet?
I pointed upstairs with an elaborate and seductive hand motion like Vanna White turning over three vowels. Like up there. I'm guessing.
So bizarre.
I'm guessing. Yeah. Once we got through the door, I quietly locked it behind us just in case.
Yeah. Quietly locked it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
What'd she think was going to happen?
Well, just in case you got to work installing the bidet and asked me why I wanted one, and I flirted back that I don't want one, I need one. Still confused.
So bizarre. Still confused.
Things became quiet after that. As I watched you work for the next 30 minutes.
So she's just there in a towel watching him install the bidet?
Yeah, in the story, she hasn't told us that she got any clothes on at this point.
Okay.
Still in the tiny towels. Once you were done, you asked me to sign some papers, and I told you it was my husband that handles all the business.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I only deal with the pleasure.
Oh, God. This is so bizarre.
This is wrong. This is wrong. All of it's wrong. But you insisted. I like a man who likes to take charge. I hope you'll come back soon.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to install some steel handrails in my shower for safety, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. I don't know what you mean. This entire...
Run. 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 Run.
I don't think she's talking about geriatric things in the shower.
Okay. It's always a wild ride. You just never know what you're going to get.
This is wrong. Neither one of them. Listen, we're going to just go ahead and go on record. Neither one of them should respond. Nobody should respond to these at all. We're walking away. We're walking away.
Every week. We try to pull two star-crossed lovers together. Maybe
these are not star-crossed lovers.
Maybe this is the week we don't. This has been...
This is a thirsty wife who wants to get into trouble.
Craigslist missed connections.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. If you missed Craigslist missed connections, you can relive it on the podcast up at WDJX.com. Click listen. Kylie texts in and says, not exactly the same as... the Craigslist missed connections, but my husband and I found love when he walked into my work 10 years ago today.
Aww.
He said, she goes on and says, I mean, he didn't post about me on missed connections though. So, now I'm doubting even this relationship.
No. That is so sweet. That is not creepy. There is nothing creepy about that.
I mean, but if he doesn't post about you on Craigslist missed connections, is it even real?
That's true. That is a true statement.
All right. It is the battle between U of L UK. Upping it up. It's notching it up. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's getting notched up. And sports! Action! Sports! 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 All right. So there's been a lot of noise about U of L UK basketball. Are they going to play? What's going to happen? Coach Cal has already said, hey, look, you know, we're ready, but U of L, they backed out. They're a little too scared to take us on. So all eyes were on Coach Mack, and he responded on Twitter.
I keep getting asked, Coach, are we playing the game? Are you scared? Are you a chicken?
Are you a chicken? Oh, wow. Here we go! I mean, Coach Mack coming off the top ropes!
You won't play Kentucky? As for the UK series, here's the thing. I want to do what's most convenient for John and his program.
Most convenient.
I want to do whatever's convenient for Coach Cal.
You do believe that, right? That I want to do what's best for John?
You do believe that, right? Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. I believe it.
I mean, he is poking this series rivalry like a stick to a bear.
Never mind the fact that we had a December 12th mutually agreed upon date to play the game.
Oh.
And never mind the fact that they backed out
of
the 12th.
Oh!
Because they were returning from London on December 6th.
Oh, they were returning from London. They couldn't play that day. Oh, my gosh. What's happening? How do you respond?
Never mind the fact that that December 6th game got canceled.
Oh!
No trip to London.
No!
Can we play that game on the 12th? Oh. Never mind the fact that they scheduled Notre Dame in lieu of playing us on a mutually agreed upon date.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
He is throwing it right back at Coach Cal.
On December 12th. Never mind the fact that they called ESPN and tried to change one of our ACC games without our knowledge or permission.
Oh, my gosh!
This sounds like it's getting nasty.
Never mind the fact that Coach Stoops and his football program at the University of Kentucky honored that request in football.
Okay, so he's all like, look, if football can change around for the rivalry, why can't basketball? Why can't basketball? So he just kind of goes on. And he's just poking the bear that is the rivalry with a stick. Now,
I'm not going to tell you what my husband's texting me in that.
Now, Coach Cal, he responded with a tweet. We'll see you December 26th. Oh, it just got ripped up! Now, there is no sign.
If they don't hire you to do the announcing, there's a problem.
Listen, there's no signed agreement yet between the two schools that they're going to actually play on December 26th. But Coach Cal, he's marking it off. He said, we're going to open presents on December 25th. And then we're going to face the Cardinals on December 26th. It's going down.
Wow. I choose to think that's exactly how he screamed it as he was tweeting it.
With his thumbs going, listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to have my eggnog.
Was it all caps? It feels like it should be.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was just,
that was very calm.
We'll see you December 26th.
Like all right.
So if there's one thing that you can take away from this sports segment, is that this rivalry that was threatened to not happen this year has just risen from the ashes.
Yes.
To a mighty phoenix.
And it's going to be more contentious than ever. Yay!
It's going to fly again.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. So there you go. That's sports.
So hardcore.
Yeah, you know, we just thought we'd deliver it to you in a way that maybe you haven't heard it yet.
That's unique.
Yeah. And that's sports.
Break my heart.
This is WDJX Louisville.
Turn up all the hits.
You're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly.
Break, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and we give you feel good stories every single hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
Well, this seemed to be appropriate for Wednesday because kind of Wednesdays are the day for love with misconnections and all, is it not?
Yeah!
So there's a guy in England just across the pond who is listing himself on Facebook Marketplace. Hey, kind of for sale.
He's listing for himself?
Yes, he says, hello there, ladies. I'm Alan. I'm 30 years old. I'm looking for a lovely lady to talk to, maybe more, as I got a few weddings to go to, and I don't want to go alone. LOL.
LOL.
I tried dating sites. Not had any luck so far, so I'll give this a go. LOL.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's been striking out on dating apps for the last 11 years.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a drought. So you know what? He's flipping up his game. He's like, you know what? People sell stuff on Marketplace all the time. I'm going to sell my love.
Has he gotten anybody to meet him there in the Target parking lot to exchange?
One date. Oh. Didn't really work out.
Oh.
But he's hopeful.
Okay.
He's hopeful.
Well.
People have been sharing it.
Now that, you know, we're talking about it and he's getting a little bit more attention, maybe there he will find that special someone.
Oh, sure. Because, you know, we're big in England. So.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. It's amazing. So I'll tweet it out. You can see it. I'm hoping for him. Alan, we are rooting for you, dude.
Rooting for you, dude.
Yes. We can make this feel good.
Yeah, I was going to say, because right now it's just kind of like a sad desperation.
Well, it's potential. Story. It's potential. He's getting creative. He's not discouraged. He's hopeful.
Okay.
Right?
All right. There you go. Yeah. Feel good, kind of, question mark. Do this maybe every hour throughout the morning. Ah, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text real quick from Kim, who writes, "Dang it, Kelly, I thought the feel-good part of your story was going to be that he actually found love that way on Facebook Marketplace. That was more of a feel-bad for the sad, lonely, desperate dude, LMAO."
Listen, he is hopeful, therefore I am hopeful it's going to turn into a feel-good.
Yeah, Kim kind of picked up the vibe that I was picking up, too, that this kind of doesn't fall into the feel-good category, I guess.
Listen, it could, though. It's got potential.
It's got potential.
He's gone on one date. It didn't work out. But you know what? It's been getting shared a lot.
It's got potential.
And there might be another date that's going to work out better.
All right, I guess.
It's got potential.
If you want, you can see the story at Ben and Kelly Show. Or, again, you can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter or text 502-571-9970. Well, last night, not really a surprise, but the JCPS Board of Education has decided to extend their non-traditional instruction, NTI 2.0, till at least October 22nd.
The JCPS Board of Education extended non-traditional instruction, NTI 2.0.
Yep, that from Wave 3.
Postponing in-person instruction to a not-yet-determined future date.
Yeah, so basically, Superintendent Marty Polio saying that, look, you know, we all want to get our kids back to class, but we have to be committed to that priority number one, which is safety and health. So right now it is the tentative schedule is October 22nd, elementary students returning, October 29th, 6th and 9th grade students returning, and then November 2nd, all other grades return. So that, of course, was determined via the vote yesterday from the JCPS Board of Education. But again, as I've said on the show, my daughters are all like, you guys take your time.
They're snuggling in. They like the jammy, the tea, the yoga in the morning lifestyle.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys take your time. We'll just be over here with sipping our green tea and having our yoga sessions in the morning and curling up with our little blanket as we walk up to the computer for NTI. But yeah. So that's at least our household. And I realize that not everybody has that sort of experience with NTI 2.0.
There's not a lot of yoga or peaceful zen-like atmospheres for everybody.
I will though, I have learned something that I think I've just kind of pushed and suppressed in the back of my mind, that I may not be as quote-unquote book smart as I thought.
Well, listen, in your defense, Sparky, it has been a very long, 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 long time since you've been in school. So sometimes things fall out of your brain.
See, here's the thing. I can arrive at the answer a lot of times for most things. I just can't necessarily arrive at the answer the way current curriculum wants me to arrive at the answer. And
yeah,
so
sometimes current curriculum takes too long. Too long.
And it confuses my brain.
There's a shorter way to do that.
I don't know. Yeah, like your calculator.
Yes. Well,
count on your fingers, your calculator. Anyways, NTI 2.0 extended to at least October 22nd there with 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We got a Florida story on the way.
Awesome.
This
time of year.
Yeah, this is the Florida milkman.
The Florida milkman?
Are we actually talking about milk?
I feel like we're not.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out as a question. You can chew as we play you some delicious messages from our sponsors. And
delicious messages.
Yeah, all that. Well, okay. I said chew, so I just wanted to keep it in that same ballpark.
Chew on it.
Yeah, chew on it.
Tasty.
That's coming up with your Florida story on opportunities at $1,000 a day beginning on Monday. Brought to you by Campbellsville University of Louisville. So that's exciting. Karen's Cash kicks off on Monday. All right. 18 chances at $1,000 every single day here starting at 6 on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, is it too early to eat a burrito?
Nope. Go for it.
I mean, I'm kind of in the, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the show, and I'm just like, I got hunger pains, but I don't know if I can make it heat up that leftover burrito.
Is that your lunch?
That's my lunch.
If you eat that now, then you're going in and you're done.
That's it. I'm done. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And see,
listen, what's the vending machine situation like?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Kelly, here's the thing. Our vending machine hasn't been replaced or replenished since early March. So it is like a time capsule. So,
that's dicey at best.
Yeah, there are a couple Pop-Tarts still in there that I mean, if we're all being honest, are probably just fine.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe do the Pop-Tart.
Oh, I don't know.
Save the burrito just a little bit longer.
Kelly, I'm not that desperate, but yeah, that burrito's been calling me. And here's the thing. It's we get the burrito for my daughter, my 9-year-old, knowing full well that she wants it, but then she'll only eat about 3 bites of it. And then I'm like, there's lunch.
So wait, it's a partially eaten burrito that you didn't partially eat?
No, that's right. It was my daughter.
Delicious.
I know. Tastes even better when it's not yours, right?
Oh, God.
That could be a quote for your day today. Tastes even better when it's not yours.
Oh, wow.
Listen, you come to Ben and Kelly for the music and fun. You stay for the life lessons. If the world was ending, you come over. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us, text message 502-571-9970, or follow Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, we give you Florida stories just about every single day. Weird, random things happen down in that state. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight over what milk is best, you're doing okay.
Why are we fighting about milk? Is not something we fight about.
Yeah, it's the Florida milkman, guys. To Florida we go, where Justin was arguing with someone about which milk is better, almond milk or whole milk.
And what is the right answer?
I don't know what side Justin was on, to be quite honest, but he got he got mad at his friend for disagreeing with him and apparently punched him in the head. The guy punched him back. Then Justin pulled out a pocket knife, wound up swiping at his friend, causing a small cut on his torso. And that's
over milk?
Yeah. And that's when a witness broke up the fight and kept the boys separated until authorities arrived. So, again,
guys, listen, we need some better conflict resolution skills. Okay, we can agree to disagree about most things. Milk should be one of them.
But I'm going to go on record and say whole milk is the better.
Listen, almond milk is quite tasty. I'm an almond milk convert.
If almond milk has a flavor, if it's like a vanilla almond milk or a chocolate almond milk,
yes.
Okay.
Ooh, yes. But the dark chocolate, really tasty.
But plain almond milk, miss me with that. Like, I'll go whole milk.
It's a little nutty.
I'll go whole milk every single time. I don't care about the fat content of whole milk. Give it to me. Put it in my body.
All right. That's great. Well, listen, almond milk makes some really good, like, smoothies and shakes.
You know, whole milk probably would too if you ever gave it a chance.
Well, listen, I drank whole milk like most of my life. I told you I was an almond milk convert. I can see the value in both. What I'm saying is people need to be able to agree to disagree about milk.
Kelly, I had never really tasted the deliciousness of whole milk until I was an adult. My mom hid that from me my entire life.
You don't need that kind of fat in your body.
I know, that's kind of what it was. Way too fat. Way too high of fat content. It's like drinking half and half. And like, you know what? If I wasn't looked down upon for putting half and half on my cereal, I probably would do that too.
That sounds delicious.
I mean, put right?
All of it. I'll drink some mayonnaise and ranch dressing too while we're at it.
I'll drink some ranch dressing.
We'll chase it down, right?
We'll chase it.
We'll chase it down with mayo and ranch.
Yeah, a little mayo
and sour
shot.
Cream. You know what? Throw in some sour cream, too.
Oh, okay. So, again, Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting into a fight with your buddy over what milk is best, almond or whole milk, you're doing okay.
Let's be kinder to each other, especially about milk.
That's Florida making the show on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Man, where do we go from there? But to an awkward elevator encounter and...
The Bidet Bay.
The Bidet Bay.
We'll call him the Bidet Bay.
Remember when we gave bidets away?
Oh, yeah.
On the show?
We gave a bidet a day away.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh.
That was a little comfort for your tushy that we were offering up to the listener.
Hey, did you install yours?
Did I? Did I ever?
Did you? Oh, so you've been enjoying the cleanliness of the bidet life.
Quite honestly, I did for a hot second, and then we took it off.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's no longer.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it's no longer.
Okay.
All right. So anyways.
Still appreciate it though, right?
Sorry. Yeah. Craigslist Missed Connections coming up here in just a little bit. All right, feel good stories every single day we do this. Kelly K.
So this 5-year-old boy in Pennsylvania used Amazon's Alexa to help save his mom.
Holy cow.
Yeah, this is crazy. So little 5-year-old Tyrin Span was home alone with his mom Jasmine when she suffered one of the worst epileptic seizures she's ever had.
Oh no.
She was unconscious. That's when he used Amazon's Alexa to call his grandma, who called help.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he stayed calm, opened the door for first responders when they got there. She's fine now, and he wants to be a police officer or a firefighter when he grows up.
Dang.
The whole experience.
Okay.
Yeah, he's precious. Just an amazing story. 5 years old, was able to figure out what to do.
Wow.
And call his grandma for help.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean,
we'll tweet that out. Amazing story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every single hour. I got to be honest. Like, I was just thinking the other day, I am so happy that I've connected like lights in my house to our Alexa, so I don't have to get up and turn off lights anymore. And like this isn't an ad for Alexa, but I mean, to piggyback on him being able to call the grandma from Alexa. Me being able to turn off my lights.
Services, you use it for laziness.
Again, yes. This is just such a great thing.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, feel good every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, we got a new color.
We do?
Yeah, Pantone, you know, the color hue company that designs all these colors and everything. They've released a new shade of red. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
It's called Period.
Yep,
and it's exactly what you're thinking is.
Oh, come on!
It is a, quote, energizing and dynamic red shade that encourages period positivity, help to destigmatize menstruation. So it's...
Okay.
So there you go.
Their hearts are in the right place, but I still immediately think, ew.
It's
right?
A confident red.
It's not confident.
That can help encourage positive conversations about menstruation. So Pantone...
Okay, all right.
Their new color.
I don't think there's any women out there that are super excited that we get to endure that through life. We just deal with it. It's part of life. But do we need to celebrate it?
Well, what do you want to paint the wagon? I think we paint it, period.
Oh, my God!
But you think, Kelly, this could open the door for other names of colors, you know?
No, I don't think we want this to open any more doors.
Like,
I don't think so.
Like...
It's awkward.
The morning after too many beers and Taco Bell brown.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's always possibilities, right?
Sure. That's gonna really be tough to fit on a label, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't roll off the tongue nearly as easily as period red does.
Oh, God, stop saying it. Oh, my God. I'm adding that to my list. But this adding that to my list of words.
This is the whole reason that they're doing it, is so we talk about it and destigmatize the whole period thing. Period, 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 period.
Listen, I don't think anybody, we don't need to. It's just one of those facts of life. The girls will learn about it in health class, then we move on. Do we need to have discussions about it in health class and move on? Is this something we need to discuss?
Well, we're discussing it, so I think it's working, right?
Oh, wow.
So there you go. Period red. There you go.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable. You can get a hold of us. Text message 502-571-9970. Gary texts in and says, all caps, stop, 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 no red talk.
Yes, Gary, I agree. No red talk. I don't agree with the new color.
Listen, red. When Pantone releases a period red color to help destigmatize the whole period thing, we got to talk about it, Kelly.
No, I don't think we do.
Our audience is largely made up of females. So, I mean, I feel like we're in good company, right?
I don't feel like that this, I would feel weird going to the paint store and say, you know what, give me some of that period red. I'm going to need 2 gallons.
Well, I'm going to need 2 gallons of period red. I'm going to need you to mix in a little.
No, not necessary. Let's revisit that.
Well, it's too late, so sorry. All right, Ariana Grande now, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show with $1,000 beginning Monday. $1,000 every single day. 18 chances at that money. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Louisville. It's Karen's Cash here on 99.7 DJX. So that's going to be exciting and your opportunity to start winning. And we've already gotten messages from Karen's, which is kind of exciting and fun.
That's great. So, are they upset with the contest? Are they on board?
You know what? I will say the large majority are on board. They're like, bring it. Let's go. I'm ready to win money.
Okay.
And
there are a couple of upset Karens.
I will say that it is not a stipulation that your name be Karen to win this money. So
no, yeah.
We're just doing it in honor of all the Karens there.
It's an honor.
It's an honor.
Yes.
Okay. It's next week, Monday, on 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.